I would see my acne underneath and be like, oh, fuck, like it's still there. I no longer felt confident to leave the house without covering my skin. To compare and to contrast ourselves against others, it's really, really dangerous. It's time to get loud. Welcome back to Loud Talk with Lavi, a podcast where we break down the walls of beauty standards one flaw at a time. Thank you so much for joining me in this episode today, guys. I'm doing a solo episode, a little last minute episode for the week today. I usually record these a couple weeks out, but this one I'm recording on the Friday before the Sunday that you guys are seeing this because I needed a solo episode. And yesterday on Instagram, I asked you guys what suggestions you have for future podcast episodes, because obviously I want to be filming stuff that you guys want to hear about or discuss about in these episodes. And someone asked me how to start using less makeup and still feel confident. And I feel like I've touched on this topic, you know, here and there through episodes, but I haven't done like a full episode on how makeup, you know, can make us feel, how to use makeup to feel more confident, and how to even become confident in your skin enough that you can go makeup free some days and kind of use that to your advantage. So I thought this was an amazing podcast episode idea. So that's what we're going to be focusing on today. I feel like I've acquired a lot of tricks over the years to help me on days where I just want to feel confident in my skin and not feel like makeup is a chore. Because I think for so many of us, we start to associate, you know, wearing makeup with almost a chore of like having to put it on to leave the house. I know I've been there so many times in my skin journey, and there's still days, you know, to this day where I wake up feeling super unconfident in my skin and just want to do a full face of makeup to feel better about my skin. And I'm going to give you guys all of the mental thoughts and kind of mental exercises that I do with myself to bring myself to a little bit more confidence when there are those days that I either feel like makeup is a chore or I feel like I have to wear makeup, and where I just want to feel so badly confident and beautiful on my skin without it. Because as much as makeup is fun and girly, and I love makeup so much, if you guys have been keeping up with me for a while, you know, I started off on YouTube doing makeup. I still do makeup to this day. I love a good glam look. I will do a 2016 full glam beat, like the baking, the lashes, the liquid lipstick every day if I could, just because I love makeup so much. But what I don't love is when it starts to feel like I have to do that to feel good in my skin, or I only look myself in the mirror when I have that full glam and feel pretty and confident and sexy and, you know, beautiful in my skin. We all want to feel that way as women, especially, I think, you know, that feeling that makeup can give us of that just feeling so confident and unstoppable. We want to feel that way all the time, though, and not just feel like, okay, this is a mask, and then at the end of the day, I'm going to have to remove it, and everything that I don't like about myself is going to just fuel forward, and I'm going to go to bed feeling like shit. Like, we don't want that. So that's what we're going to be talking about today. Before I get into everything, I'm so excited. If I sound a little off today, I'm just getting off of a cold. I've had this stupid head cold for like over a week now, and it's not like I feel a lot better energy wise, but I'm still a little stuffed up. I know a lot of you tell me that I always sound like I'm sick. I think that's like part of my voice and how I speak and like my, you know, nose and everything, but now I probably do sound extra congested. So bear with me in this episode. I'm just gonna take it slow. I'm gonna give myself breaks from talking throughout it because I don't want it to sound awful. I'm also preserving my voice tonight because I'm going to the Tate McRae concert. I'm filming this right before getting ready. I've done my hair if you're watching the YouTube, but I have no makeup on because I thought, you know what, like I don't want to do a full beat for tonight's concert and then come here and sit and talk to you about how to feel more confident in your skin. Like I felt like that didn't really fit the vibe. So I'm like, let me film this before. Be fresh face, you know, no makeup on, and talk to you guys about how to feel confident in your skin. But I'm so excited for that concert. So yeah, I'm going to that tonight, the day I'm filming this. I have been waiting so long for this. If you don't know, I live in Calgary, which is Tate's hometown. So I feel like tonight's going to be absolutely insane. It's also the first night of Stampede. If you don't know what Stampede is, it's basically like this country festival that happens in Calgary every year during the summer. It lasts for 10 days. a bunch of different artists come out, and she's starting off Stampede Strong, and I'm so excited to see her live. I'm just obsessed. But I think she radiates so much confidence, so that's the energy we're going to bring to this episode today. So let's start off. As I mentioned, I've been doing makeup for a really long time. Honestly, I started wearing makeup at around 13 years old, which I know a lot of people might think is super young. My mom always let me play around with makeup, but it wasn't something that I wore every day. I was actually, I'd go to school barefaced all the time. Maybe I would do a little mascara or a little liner. I loved doing like that dark eyeliner in the waterline. I think a lot of us can relate to that. But I wasn't out here wearing like a ton of makeup every day, but I loved playing with it. I loved on the weekend, sitting down with a colorful eyeshadow and just creating these looks, even if they were a little cringe and bad. It was just when I was starting out. And that's kind of when I started doing, YouTube videos, beauty reviews, reviewing products at the drugstore mainly because your girl was 13 and did not have money for Sephora. So I'd save up my money and go buy these products. And I just loved doing these looks. I loved makeup so much and had so much passion for the creativity of it. But I don't think back then, I'd take it off and think, oh, I look really different or I feel less confident in my skin. I don't think that part of like that self-conscious part of myself developed yet. I think, if you look at kids in general, kids are so confident, right? And it's really as we start to enter those teenage years, we're at school, we're comparing ourselves. And I think comparison is such a dangerous game because that's when a lot of insecurity can come up because you're constantly looking at other people and thinking that, oh, well, I used to look like that. I'd have that feature. And then they're doing the exact same thing back to you. So it's really dangerous game, but it happens to all of us. It's human to compare and to contrast ourselves against others, especially when you're around them every day, like in a setting as a school or dance or extracurriculars where you're with other kids. So I wasn't really, I think, in that headspace yet. But at around 14, 15 is when I started developing cystic acne. And I think growing up, we had this. It's interesting because I always thought, oh my gosh, it's gonna be so cool when I like develop acne as a teen because, not that like I wanted acne, but you'd see like older kids have a few spots and it just like meant like you were a bit older. But then I think once we actually got that, it was just so embarrassing. And especially if you were in class with people who didn't have acne, it felt like you needed to hide it. And when I started getting like worse acne was already when I was like in grade 10, so like high school. So this really impacted me, especially because by that age, I was like, okay, I'm already like a bit older, Guys were of interest at this point, so I felt so ashamed of my skin, especially you're around like all your girlfriends and everything. And if not all of you are dealing with acne, or if even if some of them are, you always feel like inferior in your skin when you're dealing with it. So that brought up a lot of insecurity. And because I had so much love for makeup and got really better, much better, I won't say like amazing at that point, but got much better at it over those couple years, I was using it as a tool to cover up my acne. I think we're also taught that from a very young age. We see it in TV shows. We're told it by our parents, like, you have a pimple, cover it up. Like, that's just what we're told. We're told to hide it. And it's almost this like innate feeling to hide acne or hide a skin issue or something that's going on in your face. Or else everyone's going to ask you, what's on your face? What's on your face? As if we don't all deal with it. You guys know, right? That like 80% of people struggle with acne at one point or another in their lifetime. And a lot of that is teens. It's such a normal part of puberty. Like so many people break out, but we're made to feel so ashamed and as if it's not normal to go through these changes and not normal to struggle with your skin. And we're made to be like singled out for that, and as if no one else in the world has struggled with acne except ourselves. And from going and having like perfect, flawless skin to suddenly seeing some pores and some blackheads and some cysts here and there, I was like, oh my goodness. I think this is when I started to kind of buy a bunch of skincare too, and look up every how to get rid of acne overnight hack on YouTube and putting literally everything in my kitchen on my face to try and get rid of my acne. It was crazy that I was doing this stuff, guys. Crazy, but I don't think I'm alone. I think all of us can relate in that of just trying to get rid of the stuff. But I started using makeup as my outlet there. And like, I've always been a glam girl. I've always absolutely loved beauty, makeup, fashion. So not only did I start to find more of an interest for beauty and makeup, so I was doing it a lot more, but I think in conjunction with me developing acne, I was using it in a way to help me feel more secure in my skin. But the issue was, if we think about those times, like 2016, the makeup was so bold, right? So I loved more than anything doing an eye look, and I loved doing like a lip look. Those are still to this day like my favorite parts about actually doing my makeup. But I felt like I couldn't even do those things without covering my skin and without doing that full coverage matte foundation that would, and it had to be matte back then, right? Like it had to be straight up matte, no life to your skin, because we were trying to mattify any texture out and make the skin just look like flawless, right? So I felt like I had to do that to achieve a really nice makeup look, because I was like, there's no way I can leave this pimple uncovered while I do this really bold eye and lip. It's gonna look super weird. Plus, back then, everyone was abusing the bleep out of Facetune and these editing apps. And we weren't so accustomed to, I think just now we're starting to realize that people are editing and filtering their stuff. It's now like just coming to the surface. So back then, I was looking at these beauty gurus that were also posting online, and I'm like, how does their skin look like that? And I'm over here struggling with acne, not knowing how to edit my photos, not knowing how to put filters on my videos. So I was uploading on YouTube, and funny enough, at the start of my YouTube videos back then, I was barefaced and I had applied the makeup, and I had no shame in being in front of a camera barefaced. But as soon as I'd be barefaced to go to the grocery store or to leave the house or to go to school, that was like the most mortifying feeling, and I did not want to do it. And I think even to this day, like I have no issue getting so up and personal in person or on camera, showing you guys my texture, showing you such up close and personal shots of my skin online, because I feel like online it's like my community, it's my people who understand. Yes, there's haters, but like I don't know them, right? So it doesn't, that's just noise to me. I've talked about that before, of handling hate. But when it's in person and you like see people judging you, or think that they're judging you, that's when it really starts to get a little scary. I think I'm like going on a bit of a tangent here, but the point of my story is I started using makeup really not only as something I loved, but also something that I felt like I needed to wear. So in high school, I was not only doing those 2016 really bold looks, I'm telling you, every single day, I was showing up to high school. My 16-year-old self was waking up at 7 a.m. every morning. I learned to do like full glam beat from, full foundation, false lashes, liquid lipstick, like literally a full beat. Rainbow eyeshadow, cut crease, glitter cut crease, all of that. I learned to do that in like 15 to 20 minutes because I did not like waking up super early for school. So I learned to do my makeup really fast, but I would always do a full beat for high school every single day. I think I can count on one hand the amount of days that I did not do like a full beat, wing liner, everything to go to school. So not only did I have this super love passion for makeup, and I was filming YouTube videos, and at the time I was posting 3 times a week on YouTube, so I was testing out a ton of products, I was doing a ton of different looks, so I had this love for makeup for sure. But it also became this comfort tool for me that I could use to cover my skin when I was breaking out, and use it as a guard for myself, as a mask for myself, to be that protection and give me that boost of confidence. But the issue that became of it was that I started to rely on it so much that I no longer felt confident to leave the house without it, or I felt inferior without it, or as if, yeah, people would judge me or call me a catfish or things like that, if I wasn't wearing it. And I couldn't even feel like I could sit down and play with makeup unless I covered up my skin first and used a heavy foundation, that would allow me to start playing with makeup. So makeup started to feel like a chore rather than something I loved. And I hated that because, like, it went from something that I love so much to something that's like, oh, I have to do this to feel good. I have to do this to be even able to play around with it, because there's no way I could just apply makeup on my bare skin without that heavy foundation underneath. And then what kind of changed and did it for me was actually COVID. So during COVID, because no one was going anywhere, but I was still filming my videos, I was still, at home trying new products. And I mean, it was quarantine. What were we all doing? Literally nothing. We were just trying to find things to do. So what was I doing? I was going to my vanity and I was sitting down and playing with makeup. Think of like shower makeup. We've all done shower makeup, right? Where you like play with different products or experiment with your makeup right before the shower because you're gonna wash it off, right? So like it doesn't really matter what you do. Think of that, but I was doing this like on a daily basis because I had nothing better to do. And since I just wanted to play with makeup, I wouldn't bother doing a full face of foundation and concealer and baking it and like mattifying the hell out of my skin to make it look as flawless as possible with makeup. I would just apply the blush, the bronzer, the eyeshadow, the lips, the mascara without foundation on. And I actually started posting these on TikTok, and that's what kind of like gave me a little traction on TikTok at the start when I first started on TikTok, because people were like, what the heck? You can apply makeup without covering your skin first. And this was a new experience for me too. I was literally learning this experience as I was showing people on TikTok as well. And it created such a new love. It sparked a new love for makeup for me because I was able to play around with it and have fun with it without that pressure of feeling like I had to cover my skin up, which created this whole new version of how I did my makeup during quarantine. I do it all the time. Not only were people online loving it, but it was also helping me so much because it was able to give me that boost of confidence that I needed to just feel, so confident and put together and good in my skin and give me that, like fierceness and kind of sassiness. And like, when you do your makeup and you're feeling yourself, that sort of feeling without having to apply a full face foundation and still seeing my acne in the mirror. And it really changed my perspective because I'm like, wow, I can see my acne, but have a bold wing or have a bold lip, a good lash, and feel so good in my skin and unstoppable while my acne is there. And I realize in those moments, like my acne is not holding me back in these moments from being fully myself and fully confident. If anything, it's just there, and I am supplementing to the features that I love the most about myself. And that's when I started to learn about doing my makeup in ways that enhance my features rather than covering my flaws because I didn't feel like I needed to. I wasn't leaving the house. I was just posting on TikTok, and who cares what people on the internet had to say about it? That was my whole mindset there. So that was a huge learning lesson for me, and I actually started to really like it because I found that love for makeup again. And what it really taught me was that I was able to go throughout my day with my acne showing and still feel beautiful and still feel like I am dolled up. Because let's be real, like if you're a glam girl, you know the feeling that putting some glitter on your lid or a gloss on just boosts your confidence to another level. That's what we love about makeup. The even just the process of getting ready, it's so therapeutic and such a form of self-care for me. So removing that stress of covering my acne made it enjoyable again. It didn't be like, oh, okay, sitting down, applying this makeup. And plus, like applying makeup on acne, if it's really cystic and big, like it hurts, it throbs, it actually hurts. So rubbing your face with those products and even just the mental process of feeling like you need to cover them up, that really was draining on me. So removing that out of the equation brought that self-care back for makeup, and I absolutely loved that about the process. So that was awesome. And then the other part I loved about it was that I could come home at the end of the day, remove my makeup, and yeah, I was removing an eyeliner and a bold lip or whatever it was, things that like I don't have naturally, or a highlight on my cheekbone. But I wasn't, taking off this mask where I would see my acne underneath and be like, oh, fuck, like it's still there. Because that's like the most daunting part, I think, when you're using makeup as someone who struggles with their skin, is revealing your skin to yourself at the end of the day. And it feels like so bad. I always do these videos with you guys where it's like, let's take our makeup off together to make that process a little bit easier, because I know how bad that feels. Only like you only understand that feeling if you struggle with your skin. It's like literally the worst feeling. So this way, I wasn't having to do that step anymore. I was removing makeup that obviously, like I don't wake up with a bold liner, or a glitter lip, right? But I wasn't removing this mask and revealing something I didn't like about myself anymore. So that kind of brought on a new idea of makeup for me. And then when I started really struggling with my skin after I got off birth control, I started to struggle a bit with makeup again because I was working a 9-to-5 corporate job at this time, which I've done a full episode on the professional world and dealing with acne because that's really tough, I find. But I did feel a sense that I did need to cover my skin up to present in a professional manner because I felt like acne was looked at as very unprofessional and young and people wouldn't take me seriously. But what I started to do, because especially like I was going to work, I was waking up early, is I would use a lot of like skin tints, a little, tinted serum, a tinted moisturizer, a light foundation, a little bit of concealer. Like I wasn't doing full coverage, and that really helped me because again, I could still see my skin. There was still texture there, but it just brought down the redness a little bit, which I think the redness is what's just the worst part for all of us because it's just so eye-catching, and then people tend to point it out and ask questions. So that was really helping me. And then by the end of the day, the serum, the tinted serum or tinted moisturizer, whatever it was, would wear down itself by the end of the day, like a lot. So when I was removing it, it wasn't again like this super daunting feeling. So I kind of found love for just using lighter products like that. And if anything, I found that over time, on the days that I felt most insecure on my skin, I would push myself to either wear no makeup at all, because then it's like, you know what? I may feel like shit in my skin right now, but I'm gonna show my skin that this is not gonna stop me today. I'd go to the gym makeup free, I'd go like hang out with friends makeup free and just push myself there. Or if I did wanna, have that makeup to feel that boost of confidence just because I wanted to feel glam and everything like that, which is totally fine. I think there's literally nothing wrong with that. And nothing irks me more than people telling me that, oh, I'm wearing makeup because I don't like the way I look. Like, whatever. Like, we all want to feel good in our skin, right? Like, it's the same thing as telling someone, like, oh, just, wear a trash bag instead of that beautiful dress because, like, you shouldn't care about how you look in it. It's like, what is so wrong about us feeling good in our skin and wearing something that we like? I think it's the same with makeup. If I want to wear, a glitter lip gloss and a winged liner and some lashes, like, and that makes me feel good, I should do it. The issue is I don't want myself to start relying on those things. And that's what I was trying to do here, and what I'm trying to teach you guys here in this video too. So I would push myself the most on the days that I felt so unconfident in my skin to not rely on makeup, not rely on the coverage. And if anything, I would do my makeup to enhance my features. So I would do my eyes, I would do my lips, I would maybe use a little bit of a tinted serum or tinted moisturizer, but nothing too heavy on the skin. I kept the skin really light because that way I was walking out of the house, my skin would still be showing a little bit underneath. And I kind of had to face that fear. And after you do it once, twice, three times and keep doing it, you start to take back that control back into your own skin and be like, fuck you, acne, you're not going to stop me from feeling good today. And on those days, I've made lots of videos on this, but I have a full YouTube tutorial on actually how to implement this process. I have a video and a podcast episode on three steps to feeling more confident. And one of them I always say, on days where you feel most insecure in your skin, do a makeup look that only enhances your features, doesn't focus on covering your flaws, and then focus your energy on other parts of you that make you feel beautiful and good in your skin. So on those days, I really think, okay, what's an outfit that just makes me feel absolutely amazing? What's a hairstyle that just makes me feel so good, right? And so confident. So focus on those things, focus on the features on your face that you want to enhance rather than cover up. And I think that just sets such a good, ground layer foundation for you to have a great day that day in your skin. It's okay to feel unconfident in your skin. I feel unconfident all the time. And although I do these episodes and talk about skin confidence, there's still gonna be days that I don't wake up feeling good. But I try to implement these things and push myself out of my comfort zone. Like today, I looked in my car mirror and I was like, oh my gosh, my skin is so red today. This is so embarrassing, blah, blah, blah. But I'm like, you know what? I'm not gonna cover my skin. I'm just gonna go run my errands, do my thing, and not focus on it. And pushing myself into that, and even hopping on TikTok and filming a video filter free and putting that out there to the world, it's just forcing myself to be there for me and show up as my most confident self and have that fake it till you make it mentality. So that has really helped me as well. Another thing, and kind of leaning into the fake, focusing on your features rather than your flaws, I start to think about, okay, what's the parts of makeup that I absolutely love? Recently, I've been doing this a lot and I've been absolutely obsessed with it. So I love a good lip look, especially. So I have smaller lips, which is something that's kind of a different topic. I think a lot of people have tried to make me insecure about that, but I've tried to always think like, okay, I think my lips fit me proportionally to my face. I love how I can use makeup and lip liners and stuff to kind of change up the shape and do these things. So I love doing a lip look. So recently I've been doing a full lip look, lip liner, lipstick, lip gloss, all of that, like a full glam lip look without covering my skin, without actually doing any other makeup. If anything, I'll apply like a tinted sunscreen, no eye makeup, just the lips. And I love the look it's been giving me because it gives me that boost of confidence. And there's something about just me having something on my lips while I'm out and about that makes me feel so confident that it's like whatever. And having that makeup on my lips almost feels like I have makeup on my whole face. So I just show up with this new energy. I just feel so confident when I'm talking to people, and that radiates, guys. So if you're present confident and you are just showing up like that, people are gonna be like, damn, this girl feels good in her skin. And even if you do have to fake it a little bit on some days, it's gonna change how others perceive you. And it's also gonna change how you perceive yourself in conversations and interactions. So I feel like when I have that lip look on, I just feel so good, so unstoppable. So I've really been liking doing that lately. Blush has been another thing that I've been loving. I used to have so much fear for blush and not use it because I'm like, oh, it's accentuating my redness, it's accentuating my texture, my acne. And then something just switched in my brain. It was during the COVID time where, again, I wasn't like going out, so it's like I could just play with as much blush as I wanted. And then I'm like, you know what? I absolutely love how blush looks on me. Why was I so afraid of it? So what if it's like blending into my redness and accentuating that? If anything, I think it gave my skin so much uniformity because I had so much redness in my cheeks that when I applied the blush, it kind of gave that uniform look there. So everything looked so much nicer. And don't get me wrong, I still love my full glam days. I still love doing a 2016 full coverage makeup look that could cover a tattoo. But I've noticed on the days where I feel the least confident in my skin, that is the makeup look that I should avoid at all costs because then I'm going to start relying on it. And at the end of the day, removing that stuff is going to be so difficult mentally. So, on those days that I feel very unconfident in my skin, if I do want to wear a face product, a foundation, or a something tinted, I grab my lightest coverage where I can still see my skin showing through, and I do a very light base. I've done tutorials like this on my YouTube channel if you want to see it in action. But for example, I'll do a light skin tint, I'll still do my blush and bronzer and all of that, and you can see all my skin texture through it. You can see, the spots still because they weren't fully covered, like in the pigmentation, but just that slight diffusion, right? Or that slight application of makeup and doing that process. And even some days, just doing my skincare can make me feel so much confident in my skin, even if I didn't actually do any redness correction or any coverage. Just applying those hydrating products, applying a very glowy moisturizer where my skin has more life to it, makes me feel more confident in it without necessarily wearing makeup. So you just have to find those processes for you, those products for you. Like, for example, for me, I love a good glow to the skin. So I found products in my daily routine that give me that glow. For example, my sunscreen from my brand 9 to 5, it has almost this blurring effect to it, and it helps kind of reduce the redness and give my skin a glow. So when I apply that every morning, I even without makeup, and even though it's my bare skin, I just feel more confident in my skin. That's like that action of applying it on, that self-care, and I can kind of step out of the house and feel like, okay, I have something on my skin. It might be see-through, but like I can feel it on my skin. It feels good. So therefore, I'm going to feel better in the skin. If that makes sense, hopefully that's kind of piecing together. So you just have to find those little tricks. I'll keep a lip gloss in my purse and apply it throughout the day, even if it's a clear lip gloss. And it just makes me feel a lot more confident. You just have to take those baby steps of just going out makeup-free one day or wearing less one day. And especially on those days where you feel the least confident, sometimes applying a little bit of it, enough of it where it does give you that boost of confidence, can really help. But avoid those full like glam days on the days where you feel worse in your skin. And then as you build up that confidence, you can start to piece those things back in. And once you add them in, they're not going to be something you rely on as much anymore. More just like, oh, I want to do a full glam look today, so that's what I'm going to do. But I don't have to do that. I can still do a light glam look today. And sometimes you're going to start to see that. Actually, I've noticed this. I find that lighter glam often looks a lot better on textured skin, especially if I'm going to be in like harsh light, or just out and about, especially in the summer too when it's hot. Hi, Spark. He wants to join. Make sure you guys are watching on YouTube so you can see his feature. But because when you have that lighter glam, like it's not emphasizing the texture as much and everything just looks more cohesive. And lots of people have even said that my acne scars, when I apply that light tinted moisturizer, since it reduces the redness a little bit, it honestly looks like I just have a ton of freckles. And I love that because, again, it's turning my so-called flaws into something that I actually love. And hey, so many people are drawing on freckles and doing fake freckles anyways, like take that to your advantage. So what if you have some skin texture, right? Like you have so much more beauty underneath that, and there's so many more features that you can accentuate rather than focus on the things that you don't like. And find products that don't emphasize your texture as much, or don't emphasize those flaws, so-called flaws, even more, but make you just feel a little better in them. And I think a lot of people ask me too, like, okay, well, you talk so down on using filters and you tell people to not use filters, but then you encourage the use of makeup. And I think with makeup, it's different because it's still you. My issue with filters is they're so face altering and they're so drastic that you're not seeing the real skin underneath. With makeup, yes, I guess I'm covering my acne, but I can still see the spot underneath. That texture still exists there. I know there's a pimple there. I can feel it. Whereas with a filter, it gives you that illusion of a different version of yourself. Also, so many of them like slim down your face and change up your face so much. And yes, you can alter your appearance with makeup. I just think it's a little bit different, in my opinion, because makeup, like you're going to take off every day. And yes, the filter you take off too. But in the same way that makeup can start to feel like a chore and you start to rely on it, I think filters just do that even more insistently. Instantaneously, and it's so much easier to achieve that look of perfection with a filter, and then you're constantly like comparing yourself. Whereas with makeup, like you can still see that reality in the mirror. So I do see a little bit of difference with it. And I think with makeup, a lot of what I try to do through, these podcasts and my social media platforms is show people how to use makeup in a more advantageous way to themselves to build confidence rather than create more insecurity with it, and use it as a tool to rely on, and instead use it as a tool to build confidence and actually become more confident in your skin without it. So I hope this helped. Those are my main tips, honestly. Like, as I said, on days where you feel the most insecure, try to just say, like, I'm taking back my control today. I'm not going to wear any makeup. Or if you do want to feel glam and you're going out on an island town, keep it super light. And I'm telling you, you're going to feel so much better in your skin because you're not piling all these products on. You're not removing a bunch of them at the end of the day. And you're going to start to kind of appreciate everything about your skin through the makeup because you're going to see it still through. And then try my little trick. You can even do this at night when you're not going anywhere, or just a day you're kind of at home. Do a full glam look. This is my challenge to you. Do a full beat without using foundation or concealer, and just see how you feel in it. See how it goes. And maybe you could do like a light tinted moisturizer or something, and see what you think. And then you can kind of step back your way into doing a full glam on the days that you feel great in your skin. But this will kind of supplement that. So those are my main tips. Always, we have to focus on progress over perfection and creating our own beauty standards for things that just weren't shown to us in the media growing up. Acne is normal, skin texture is normal. So many of us struggle with it, so we shouldn't be ashamed for it, and we shouldn't feel like we always need to hide in our skin. Life goes on, no matter the breakouts you have, everything heals eventually, and remember that you need to focus on healing with love and not hate for yourself. So be kind to yourself. Tell yourself something you love about your skin today. Of course, guys, I hope this episode was helpful. I really enjoyed this one, actually, and I hope you did as well. If you're watching on YouTube, hi, thank you guys so much for joining me in this episode. And if you're listening on Spotify and Apple, make sure to rate this podcast a 5 stars and follow along for more weekly episodes. Again, I post every single Sunday at 7 a.m. MST on YouTube, Spotify, Apple, and all streaming platforms. Thank you so much for joining me in today's episode. And you'll hear from me and see me on YouTube in the next episode of Loud Talk with Lavi. I love you all so much. Check out my other platforms at Lavinia Rosonda everywhere as well if you want more daily content. And that is it for this episode. Love you guys. Bye.